During the current coronavirus crisis, information is key to keeping us safe, giving us helpful tips and advice. But what if that information is not accessible? What if you can't read that information? Well, it is an issue that many blind and partially sighted people have been facing, and RNIB has been involved to try to make that information available to all in their preferred formats. Mike Worthingham is from RNIB's campaigns team. So, Mike, we talk about information, that there is a lot out there. Is that causing service users and customers a problem?
It's a really challenging situation for everybody. As you say, the information is vital and it comes out very quickly, and there's so much of it that it's really important that it's in ways that we as blind and partially sighted people can access. And certainly when the pandemic was unfolding, this was causing a problem for blind and partially sighted people. So we've been working with government departments and businesses to support them to make all of their public communications accessible. We've also been working with the Cabinet Office on scripts to create accessible audio versions of the most crucial public health and financial help information on the site. And RNIB's team and the civil service have worked together on the scripts, and we are having them recorded, and they will be up on our helpline as well so that people can access them that way.
I suppose we have to think that, people were caught out by this. They've had to create information extremely quickly. So sometimes perhaps that accessibility has been forgotten about.
Yeah, I think that was so quick that things weren't going through the usual accessibility channels. So the first thing that we did was we contacted the Cabinet Office, because we had created a set of guidance on how to make digital communications accessible. Just a really brief, what to keep in mind, one pager outlining the problem and really sort of a few tips on how to make things accessible, because we thought that as things were going out so quickly, the usual teams and processes weren't in place. So that's what we then gave to the Cabinet Office. Matt Stringer sent an email to someone at Disability Unit, and we handed over this bit of guidance, which has then been disseminated throughout, say, government departments, just to give them some support and help to make things accessible.
There are so many different formats. There's emails, there's audio, there's braille, there's large print. It must have been quite a task to actually fulfill these to make sure people get the information they want, but perhaps that's filtering through slower than it should be.
It's taking its time, but we're seeing green shoots of optimism, as you might say. And so we started very, very much with the digital communications, the .gov website, making sure, because that's where most of the most important public health information was going up quickly. And so we sort of targeted that in the first place. And then we've started a campaign auditing tweets from government departments, whether it be the Prime Minister's Office and on Number 10, or Public Health England, or the Department of Health and Social Care. So we got people looking at all of the tweets and making sure that we can catch any which aren't accessible. So what we're finding is the main things which are going wrong are that there'll be images which are tweeted out which do not have alternate text, so screen readers can't read what's on the image, or videos which have no audio. So it'll be a text-heavy video, but they won't have any audio, so they'll be inaccessible to us to read. Each time we've found one of those, we've sent a tweet to that organisation to remind them, and they're responding. It seems to be having an impact in a public way. And then to back that up, we've also been working again with Cabinet Office, sharing that information with them. And that has led to a set of guidance and a reminder from the Office of the Head of Government Comms, which has gone out to all of the heads of digital in each government department to remind them of their legal obligations to make their comms accessible to everybody.
Great news that the wheels are turning, as you say. Those green shoots are there, and you're hoping now that the stuff from the government anyway is going to be coming out in accessible formats. You're picking that up when it's not. So there are some positive news there, but people may still find information that's not accessible. Are they able to contact you about that?
Absolutely. We really encourage anyone who comes across any kind of communications which they're unable to read or they find inaccessible to contact us on the campaign's email address or to phone the helpline. The more information we have, the more that we can challenge and more that we can support businesses and government departments to be more accessible. And that email address is campaigns@rnib.org.uk.
And as Mike said, you can also use the RNIB helpline. That's on 0303 123 9999. For the moment, to Mike Wordingham, thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.